This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Today, talking about the Riverbend Live Summer Concert Series. It starts tonight. Liz Jones from the committee and the board that make Riverbend Live happen. Liz, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle Bailey. How are you doing?
We're doing good and a lot going on. A busy time of year for everybody. And I know getting ready for the summer concert series, a lot has been going on behind the scenes. Talk about, sort of paint a picture about Riverbend Live and what it's all about.
Well, we start planning in December. We do fundraising. We talk about, you know, strategies and hiring bands and a committee of eight people that are all volunteers. And we work really hard to plan and kick this off. This will be our 28th season, and we've got even an extra night of performing this year. We're going all the way from tonight to June 28th, every Friday till August 2nd, when we have a 17-piece big band jazz band coming. That's kind of an extra show.
Yeah, a lot going on, and of course, talk about the venue and how things work if you come out to the concert tonight.
Absolutely. So we're in Winston on Thompson Boulevard, or road, I guess Thompson Road, and it is a great, easy parking. You pull into the park, there'll be somebody directing you to park on the field, and it's not a very far walk at all. In fact, you can pull right up if you are, have somebody who needs to just have a close drop off. It's a shaded venue. It's really, really pleasant with these giant trees. It's a beautiful little park. You don't have to get there hours and hours and hours in advance to get a good seat. So almost anywhere you sit actually is great. The sound quality Denny Miller puts on is fantastic and nice and even throughout the whole venue. Tonight we're kicking off a big show.
Yeah, talk about Vanessa Collier and her music.
Vanessa, she's a little different. She's a saxophone player and a powerhouse singer. She's won a ton of awards from the Blues Music Association, Blues Music Awards, and your Horn Player of the Year, Contemporary Blues Female Artist of the Year. She's a fresh new face on the blues scene, and she's a dynamo, really. She's, weaves funk, soul, rock, and blues into a performance.
And, we talked to her yesterday, and in fact, she's picked up one more award that's not even on the website. It was just in the last few weeks. And getting ready to record again soon and have something brand new come out this summer. I was impressed talking to her yesterday, because this is kind of unique. She's coming out here to do our show, flew out from South Carolina yesterday, and then heads back east. Actually, just getting back from Switzerland and going to both France and Norway all in the next 3 weeks.
It doesn't surprise me. She's really making it big on the scene. I think she's exceptionally talented, and this is a show not to miss. Whether you're a blues fan, rock fan, or whatever, she's really playing authentic American blues and in kind of a traditional style, but with her own flair.
And she also mentioned yesterday, of course, she's a graduate of Berklee School of Music, and talked about some of the things she learned there, very much into the production side of music as well, and has had the opportunity to be mentored by a lot of folks, including the sax player for Chuck Mangione for over two decades, and a lot of other first-rate people that have really shared their insight with her. And she's come a long way in just about a 10 or 11 year career so far, and real, like you said, really making a name for herself.
She is, she has two degrees from Berklee, one in performance and one in music production and engineering, as you said. So she knows the ins and outs of, you know, various sides of the music business. And obviously from interviewing her yesterday, you've learned a ton about her. So I'm really looking forward to tonight's concert.
Yeah, and you've got other artists coming over the next several weeks as well. And more information about the venue at riverbendlive.org. A lot goes into this, and I'm curious from your perspective, since you're a musician as well, does this make you more interested in the series itself in terms of getting to see a lot of these folks you wouldn't normally otherwise get to see in the Umpqua Valley?
Definitely. You know, Winston is a small town, and to see acts this big, you typically have to drive to Eugene or Portland. So I find seeing a musician of this caliber very inspiring to everything from my songwriting, you know, my performing. And I would say that's probably true for a lot of musicians in the Valley. We love to get out and enjoy live music, and, you know, to have somebody of this caliber come to little Winston, Oregon is just really special.
Well, Vanessa Collier will be tonight, 7 o'clock, Riverbend Park in Winston. Just take Interstate 5 to exit 119 and cruise through Winston there and turn left towards the park, and you'll be out there. Anything else you want to add about the show tonight?
Well, we have a food truck, and Looking Glass Beer will be there. You can bring a chair. You can bring a picnic, your own picnic if you prefer. You know, just get there a little early so that you can get settled. You know, we have lots of benefactors and sponsors to thank. So many people, you know, half of the funds we raise, almost half, come right from the community, both individuals and businesses. So we have, you know, so much appreciation for how this community supports us. And if you want to get involved, there is a, you know, an email, and we encourage folks to, you know, get involved helping us set up and break down at the concerts. You know, it's just, I'd say if you've never been out there, you got to make it so that you can see the experience is really special.
All right. Out of time for now. Liz Jones from the Riverbend Live Committee. Liz, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. See you tonight.
All right. 8:41 at the Morning Report.